USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian President Vladimir Putin now warning his counterpart in Finland that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if the country follows through with plans to apply for NATO membership. According to the Kremlin's press service, Putin told the Finnish president that Finland's abandonment of, quote, its traditional policy of military neutrality would be an error since there are no threats to Finland's security. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how starkly his country's security environment had changed after Moscow's February invasion of Ukraine and pointed to Russia's demands on Finland refraining from seeking membership to the Western military alliance. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of GOP senators are the latest American leaders to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who praised the visit as a strong signal of bipartisan support for his country. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
South Africa is experiencing a surge of new COVID-19 cases driven by two Omicron subvariants that look like the original Omicron strain that was first identified late last year. The country has seen an increasing number of cases and a somewhat higher number of hospitalizations, but no increases in severe cases and deaths. A health expert says they don't want to call it a wave because it's early in the increase period. They add the actual number of new cases is probably much higher than the 8,000 per day that has been reported because the symptoms are mild and many who get sick are not getting tested. The man accused of shooting up a subway in Brooklyn, New York, pleaded not guilty to terrorism and other charges. Prosecutors say Frank James injured 10 people in the attack. They accuse him of unleashing smoke bombs and dozens of bullets during the morning rush hour as the train pulled into the station. All of the shooting victims survived. A motive for the attack is unclear. James is being held without bail and is due back in court in late July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Texas Supreme Court on Friday ruled that the state can investigate parents of transgender youth for child abuse. At the same time, it ruled in favor of one family who was among the first contacted by child welfare officials after Governor Greg Abbott ordered investigations based on a legal opinion from Attorney General Ken Paxton labeling gender-confirming treatments as child abuse. The court didn't rule on the merits of the investigation, just that a lower court overstepped by trying to block all cases from going forward. A federal judge in Alabama blocked part of an Alabama law that made it a felony to prescribe puberty blockers and hormones to transgender minors. Judge Lyles Burke issued a preliminary injunction to stop the state from enforcing the medication ban while a court challenge moved forward. Other parts of the law remain in place, however, like a ban on gender-affirming surgery on minors, which doctors say are not done on minors in the state, and a requirement that counselors and other school officials inform parents if a minor discloses they think they are transgender. Burke ruled that Alabama had not produced credible evidence that transitional medications are experimental. Lawsuits brought by the families of the Sandy Hook school shootings against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appear ready to proceed. Companies owned by Jones, who has since said the 2012 shooting was real, filed for bankruptcy a week before a Texas jury was to begin deciding how much Jones should pay the families. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.